Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of NFL Power Rankings presented by Energizer. Still going.
Still going.
Dan Hans is here. That's Colleen Wolf.
What is up? I'm caught in my cord right now from my headset.
Cord.
Okay.
Do you want to share with the audience what you told me about your upcoming trip to Buffalo and your pants?
Oh, well, there's like a lot going on with that.
Yeah.
Going to Buffalo. I'm so excited about it. I've never been to Buffalo to see a game and it's going to be freezing. They're expecting lake effect snow. I don't even really know what that
but it sounds
great.
Cool.
I love snow more than anything. I don't know if you know this about me. Like snow makes me really, really happy.
You're a Philly girl. I'm from New York. I miss it.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little concerned though, just about the cold because it's like 50 degrees here and I had, you know, a puffer jacket on. I'm freezing. I have the heat on in my car.
Yeah.
So I ordered rechargeable heated pants. It's like it's like long underwear essentially. And so I'm really hoping that it comes through and it gets here in time. And socks too. Rechargeable heated socks.
And I was wondering if you're going to be walking around Highmark Field or whatever it's called now, just with like a long orange extension cord. Like, from your butt.
Honestly, if they could make that happen, that'd be great because then I wouldn't have to worry about it recharging.
Yeah, you don't have to charge it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's patent that.
That'd be great.
Patent that. Welcome to the Power Rankings. Enough of that. Have fun, Colleen, in Buffalo.
Oh, I will. Send me your recs.
Send your recs to Colleen. And don't be basic about it.
No.
Go to the Anchor Bar.
No. I've already gotten a couple. Like, get some cherry fry cakes from Paula's Donuts. So more like that, please.
There you go. And yes, this is the Power Rankings podcast. I promise you it is. Based on the old Zeuser, that's me. His NFL, his is me.
What?
I don't know why I'm in the third.
Are you stroking out right now?
Person, NFL.com/Power Rankings. You can see the full 32. We're going to talk about it now. And Connie, it's gotten weird again. The top 10's weird again.
It always does.
It's a weird year in the Power Rankings just because what's left is right, what's up is down. Mm-hmm. And where things stand now is we're about to check out the first quadrant. What's interesting to me is we're back in this place again. There are six teams at the top of the Power Rankings that I know are the six best teams in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they deserve the top six spots. 7 through 15 is madness. Let's stick this in the top 10. 7 through 10, I have to have four teams there, but I don't think any of those teams are really top 10 teams, but somebody's got to be a top 10 team. And then I was thinking about it, kind of, why is this happening? And I'll tell you why. Teams like the Bucks, the Packers, the Rams, and the Titans, teams that we used to trust to be in the top 10, have fallen off this year. But no other teams have truly stepped up to take their spot. There's been teams that have had moments and they come in and out. But we haven't had any real powerhouse step into those spots, creating this revolving door. And it's getting to be damn annoying.
Yeah, there hasn't been anyone to like do it and sustain it, like do it consistently. Like it's just like a little pop here and there from a couple teams, but then they fall back to earth. So I don't know.
Let's check out this first quadrant in the power rankings. The League of 32. So, Eagles, your Eagles feel very good, Connie, about them staying at number one. They can just do it all right now. The Niners, and we're going to get to the Niners. They move up five spots to number two. Bengals, Bills, Chiefs hold their spots three through five. Cowboys on a winning streak down four. We'll get to that. To number six, the Vikings. The Vikings had a chance to tell everybody to shut up. And everybody instead just got to talk louder. The Vikings down a spot to seven. They should fall further, but there was no one to come and take that spot.
That's the thing.
Number eight, the Ravens, who might start a third string quarterback on Saturday. So how good could I feel about them? But they're up three to number eight because there's no teams to put in those spots.
I know.
That makes sense to me. But let's start with the Niners. Kind of, you surprised that I have them at number two?
Well, I feel like every time you drop them, they come right back and stick it to you. That's what happens. Like, you have to respect Brock Purdy. You maybe didn't believe as much as others named Colleen. And so here we are. Now they are the number two.
Is that a take that I missed last week?
I'm sure it is. But they've been grim reaping their way through the season, and they just keep coming back. But I think that, you know, this game, obviously, Deebo Samuel, that's a big miss. But hopefully,
should be back by the end of the year.
Exactly. MCL sprain and the ankle sprain. So thank God that they traded for Christian McCaffrey, because he can at least help out and kind of lessen the blow of losing Deebo in the short term. It's just a bummer because it's been really fun to watch Kyle Shanahan use the two of them together in the offense. But they're going to need Juwan Jennings to step up and get more involved at the receiver position. I mean, did you see what Jerry Rice, did you see him tweet?
No.
He's like, stop running our skill position players up the middle with Deebo. So,
I don't know, Jer.
He was.
Deebo is one of one. He's a little different, and that's just things happen.
He was not happy. Jerry was not happy. But Brock Purdy was. What a day for him.
Yes, and I take issue with that, Connie. I take issue with you.
Why?
I take issue with Drew behind the glass, who had the gall to, in our instant messenger client. Mm-hmm. Right next to the rundown, Dan effed himself by dropping them last week. And it's like,
He's not wrong,
this was exactly the way you had to play this from a power rankings perspective. I dropped them down to seven. I kept them in the top 10 because I like the team so much. But at the same time, you had to go into wait and see mode with Purdy and see how he played against the Bucks on Sunday. And I'm not saying, like, I think a lot's been made about Purdy being unbelievable on Sunday. I think he was fine. Like, he did what he was asked to do. The moment wasn't too big for him. Mm-hmm. He basically was kind of like what Garoppolo was doing before he got hurt. So now I see it. You have to see it sometimes. So I slide him back up because everything else is so great, even with Deebo out. Now, let's see if they could stay in the top three, Connie, because next there's another test now for Purdy. It's going to Seattle. In a difficult road environment, the Seahawks kind of need that game as they've been sliding lately. It's going to be hostile. And if Purdy passes that test, look out. The Niners might just keep
it. But also, it's a short week for him, and he popped up on the injury report, the estimated
one. Because he must, because every Niners quarterback must pop up in an injury report.
But this, with the short week and then going up to Seattle, I mean, this would not be great if the Niners had to roll out Josh Johnson, their fourth string quarterback at this point. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Kyle Shanahan could make him look good, too.
Yeah. Want to talk about the Cowboys?
I would love to talk about the Cowboys.
Now, this is where I'll take a bit of a ding.
Okay.
I moved the Cowboys up to two last week. a few spots. It wasn't like they were like 12. I think I moved them up from like 5 to 2 based on, I think I got sucked in a little bit by their 33-0 fourth quarter against the Colts.
That'll do it.
And kind of missed the bigger picture of that game, which was the Colts had a chance to even take the lead in that game late in the third quarter. This is the miserable Colts, number 31 in the power rankings. But I didn't. I was like, I just was like, oh, 54-17 or whatever. That was a great win. Mm-hmm. Not so much. And then you see the next week against the Texans, they got to get bailed out by a goal line stop. And then the Lovie Smith defense not getting it done. Credit to, of course, Dak and company for leading them down the field. But they just played the number 31 and 32 teams in the power rankings. And 7 of the 8 quarters weren't overly impressive or at all dominating. So
no.
I'm not worried about the Cowboys. I think in a long season, you sometimes will play down to the level of your opponent, and they did get W's in both those weeks, but they're going to have to clean it up because the schedule now tightens up.
Let me just say that watching the Cowboys almost lose to the one-win Texans while the Eagles basically blew out the Giants was just such a beautiful thing. They could not afford, obviously, to lose that game for a variety of reasons, the division race and pride. And I almost feel like they're equal weight at this point, too. If you lose, if the Cowboys lose to the Texans, like, of course, people are going to be like, oh, it's 1 week. But that is really bad. It feels like they came into this game and did not take the Texans seriously at all, because why would you? They're a one-win team. But they were doing some stuff that they looked pretty good out there. And now I think that an issue for the Cowboys is the fact that they lost another starter this week at a crucial position. Mm. So when right tackle Terrence Steele went down, he tore his MCL and his ACL. They also lost their cornerback Anthony Brown last week. This is bad for a variety of reasons on the offensive line. They had to play Jason Peters eventually at right tackle, who hasn't played right tackle in years and years, because they had put Josh Ball in there, and that was a disaster. So I don't know what they're going to do this week, if they're going to split time between the two of them. But
just badmouth Jason Peters?
No.
Oh.
Josh Ball.
Oh.
I badmouthed him.
Okay.
Not Peters. I mean, listen, it's I got a respect of Jason Peters.
He's 78 years old. Yeah. Respect your elders. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. But here at the power rankings, these are not the power standings. So I ding
them. They're not. I heard that.
I kind of ding them in the same way I would have if they lost, because they just weren't impressive. So they're at number 6. Mm-hmm. Where else do we want to go here, Connie? What else jumps out to you?
Well, in watching the Vikings, Kirk Cousins, he had a great game. Justin Jefferson, he played out of his mind. 223 receiving yards. I thought that was a mistake.
And it should have been 260 and another touchdown, but the officials blew a sideline out of bounds call.
You know, it's wild. Jefferson has 3 of the top 5 wide receiver performances this entire season, like
he's
of the NFL. He's so
the
good.
Best receiver.
They're going to win the division. They just need to beat the Colts this week. What could go wrong in playing the Colts? What could go wrong for the Vikings? But there's just so many things that go wrong for them. They can't generate a pass rush anymore at all. I don't know what's going on with their defense. I think maybe they missed Dalvin Tomlinson, but there's just, we knew that the Lions were going to come in and do this because we love the Lions. It's like, mm-hmm. I feel like we are proud parents after mm-hmm. doing the Hard Knocks podcast, just watching them kind of come into their own. But this was a bad week to be a Vikings fan.
It was, and yet you're right, because their record is what it is. They're going to win that division. They'll have a home game. The chances of catching the Eagles now are very remote, but I don't think anybody expected that to happen in the first place. It will be interesting to see how the Vikings finish this season, because there is this idea, a lot of people, that there's some regression that could be in play here. But either way, they're gonna get to the playoffs and be able to reset. And I think as disappointing as that game was, Cousins playing excellent football,
yeah,
like you said, was something that hasn't really happened much this season. So that was at least encouraging.
And we'll see them on Saturday on NFL Network. It's an exclusive.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday. Wait, are you talking about Saturday Showdown on NFL Network?
I am. You've heard of it, yeah?
Colts, Vikings, followed by Ravens, Browns, followed by Dolphins, Bills, a triple header.
Oh, yeah.
And Connie will be in Western New York dealing with that lake effect snow with heated legs.
It's not weird. It's not weird at all.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, let's move to quad two. All right, things are funky.
They are.
Again, the Chargers are up to nine. Nine spots up? Is it because I'm all of a sudden in love with the Chargers? No. But who am I going to put ahead of them? I got the Lions up seven, the team of around the NFL.
And we are in love with them.
The team of Dan and Connie's heart. up to 10. Who would have thought that they could go from 31 to 10 in a matter of a month and a half? But that's this season. Dolphins down three spots to 11. Jets down two spots to 12. The Pats up six to 13. And guess what? Now all those AFC East teams are all together, and I all kind of think they're in the same kind of level right now, and they're all looking to get a wild card spot. The Commanders on a bye. They're at 14. Titans down 6 to 15. Seahawks down 4 to 16. Let me just start here with the Titans.
What about the Chargers? I mean, they're like moving up 9 spots.
I just want to talk about the Titans for a second here, because as you know, Connie, when I do the power rankings, I send like a preliminary list to you and Drew, and just so you guys have a general idea of what I'll be working off. But that list changes once I watch the games. And when I watched Titans Jags, I had to take the Titans, who I think had still were hanging around the top 10 in my initial list, and drop them all the way down to 15, because this is a team that's in a lot of trouble right now, I think. And they obviously have lost 3 straight games, and they fired their GM last week. And the Jaguars, a team that they owned, came to Nashville and really embarrassed them a week after the head coach, Mike Vrabel, said this is a crossroads moment, which was obviously a motivational play because he thought they would get right against the Jags. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like, God, is this division potentially in play for other teams?
Yes.
Like the Jags?
Yes. I mean, like, I want to trust the Titans, but watching them sort of crumble at this point, it's getting harder and harder. And the fact that they've lost these 3 games, they turned the ball over 4 times against the Jags, and the Jags immediately capitalized. They got 20 points off of those turnovers.
Sorry to step on your 20-point nug there.
I mean, come on.
It was a good nug.
Dan.
Like,
Dan.
Can we take it out of the show?
We're gonna need to edit that out.
They're saying no.
Clean it up.
They're saying they need the power rankings guy to have the take first.
So if this
seems right.
If this was not the crossroads, I guess, like, I don't know where they are at this point. And it can't be, it feels like it might be getting toxic in that building, especially with Robinson getting fired last week. Like, this is not helping at all against the Jags.
Yeah, when you pull that lever, Connie, or lever, I like lever better, but lever is funnier. When you pull that crossroads move, and then another bad thing happens, that means, right, that you went down the bad road.
Mm-hmm.
And they are on a dark, you ever been down like an actual?
I've driven a car before, so yes.
I know, but you're an urban lady. I mean, have you ever like really been out there in like the Poconos sticks or something?
I've
gets a little creepy in the Poconos.
Part of my family is from the Poconos.
There you go. You ever like be driving on one of those kind of, maybe it's not dirt, but there's just a lot of trees and there's not a lot of lights
and a lot of eyes looking at you from whether it's deer or I don't know what.
Yeah. You hope it's deer.
Yeah.
That's where the Titans are right now. They're in the Poconos. Mm-hmm. You get the vibe that something's watching you.
Yeah. Always. But I don't know. I don't feel good about the Titans at all.
You know, any good golf courses in the Poconos, by the way?
I used to know quite a few, actually. I can get back to you on that. History out there.
Let's move. Yeah, let's talk about your Chargers, because they are the power moves presented by Energizer, up 9 spots. So I'm gonna get out of the way here. I've already said my piece that I don't really feel like number 9 is the right spot for him, but that's what they are. Because they had a big win on Sunday.
Yeah, this is what the Chargers look like when they have everyone healthy. And what a difference it makes having...
Well, not even, though. That's the thing.
Missing. Derwin James, they didn't have him. But I just mean
Joey
on
Bosa.
Offense. They have a lot of guys that are still out, like Sebastian Joseph Day. He's still, you know, where they're waiting for him to come back. But having Keenan Allen and having Mike Williams out there for Justin Herbert, I mean, Williams, he had 3 catches and 52 yards and a touchdown in the second quarter. Like, he had such a good game. And Justin Herbert was just making beautiful throws in this game. He looked good in the pocket. He was good on the run. He just looked confident. He was making moves that...
Power moves?
He was making power moves so the Chargers wouldn't charge
him. And
that's what we needed from him. That's what we needed to see. So I like the Chargers in the top 10 after that game.
I do too. And I just hope, because I do... I like the Chargers. They're an underdog type team to me. I hope they don't do what they always do, which is, Charger. And just when things seem like they're on the right road, they turn around and go to the Poconos. Like, we don't need to go to the Poconos, Bolts. And I'm glad you brought up Mike Williams first.
They have
there.
A vacation house there. They go there all the time,
right.
It feels like.
Like, go there during the day. And then when come nightfall, you go inside. And
you got to get
chill.
Out.
Just chill. I'm glad you brought up Mike Williams, because you know the old Dave Damashek-ism, the Jenga piece. Mike Williams is the Jenga piece for that team. Justin Herbert is obviously the son, mm-hmm. which everything revolves around for Los Angeles, but it's Williams who makes that offense elite. It's Williams that allows Justin Herbert to do stuff like that drop back where he goes to the opposite hash and then throws across the field, a throw that basically no one else in the league can do. You need Mike Williams there as that big play wide out who perfectly complements Keenan Allen. So, all right, I feel a little better about it now.
You know who they're playing?
Who they got?
The Titans.
See, that would be a very Chargers thing. This is such a Chargers thing to be being on the right road of the crossroads and start to feel bad for the Titans and walk around back to the intersection, go to the other road, the dark Poconos road, and then say, point out to the Titans, hey, you got to head this way. And the Titans do the old thing where they push you and then put their leg behind you and trip you.
Mm-hmm. And then you're in a ditch.
Chargers fall in the mud.
Yeah.
And they're stuck in the crossroad while the Titans head to the playoffs. That's
just stepping on someone else to get ahead.
That could happen. And it probably will happen. What are you talking about today? One more team.
Ooh.
Oh, look at this. Let's look at the biggest risers here, Connie.
I would love that.
You know, I don't like this. There's a lot of big risers, a big fallers.
Why don't you like it? Do you feel like it's an indictment on your rankings from the previous week?
In fact, no. It kind of is. It means that I'm not sure what's going on with these teams, which in general, I'm not sure what's going on in life. Mm-hmm. But by this point of the season, I want to be able to see a power rankings that you don't see big jumps and falls because teams mm-hmm. have solidified themselves, but that's not happening this year. So you got the Chargers up 9-9, as I said. We talked about the Lions up 7.
We have to talk about them.
Yeah, up 7-10. The Jags up 7-17. And look out for the Jaguars, by the way. The Cowboys go to Jacksonville, and Trevor Lawrence is playing as good as any quarterback right now. That's a tough game if the Cowboys don't clean it up. The Panthers up 7-20, and the Pats up 6-13. Where do you want to start?
Lions.
Okay.
Lions, Lions, Lions. They've won 5 of their last 6. They are rolling.
They are.
Jared Goff, he's like on a heater right now.
He is.
Back-to-back weeks with 300 passing yards. He hasn't had a pick in his last 5 games. That touchdown pass to Jameson Williams and the touchdown pass to DJ Chark. I mean, they were both over 40 yards. This was the first time since 2018 that a Lions quarterback has thrown multiple 40-plus yard touchdown passes in the same game. Yeah, so Jared Goff getting it done.
He's owed an apology from almost everybody that covers the sport, and I'm including myself in this, that he was viewed as just a throw-in in that trade when the Stafford deal went mm-hmm. down to make the money work, and he was a guy that had some years, but he was exposed when the Sean McVay offense wasn't as locked in and loaded as it was earlier in his tenure. That all turned out to be garbage. He is a very good quarterback, and he's had a really nice career. He might not be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but not everybody has to be a quote-unquote generational talent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just want a guy that's dependable, that runs an offense with confidence, and manufactures points and positive drives. And they've been doing that all year, and he's been behind center every single game.
It's just so nice to see Jared Goff in this position. And then you have to think down the road now, okay, the Lions, they have 2 first-round picks coming up in the draft. I'm sure they're going to end up getting a quarterback, but Jared Goff has definitely proven that when put in this position with the players that he has around him, he can mm-hmm. maximize his opportunities, which he's done. And Jameson Williams, his second career start, first career catch, first career touchdown. That's amazing. I love it.
I think this is viewed as the season Jameson Williams kind of getting his feet wet after mm-hmm. the ACL surgery. But if he could just give them a little bit and be a big play threat in his own right, look out for the Lions going forward.
Ben Johnson.
That's our guy.
Coordinator.
I think we were first on the Hard Knocks podcast saying people pay attention to Ben Johnson.
And
Ben Johnson.
I think we told the Hard Knocks producers to pay attention.
And I think they did. And I think Ben Johnson, I think we gave him a little bit of hey, advocate for yourself, buddy. Don't let
shine.
Don't let Deuce Staley and all these other guys pretend like they're running your offense. Mm-hmm. Nobody's saying that anymore.
No.
I want to talk about the Jaguars, though, real quick before we take a break, because they are interesting. Unless the Chargers make the mistake of going down the other dirt road to help the Titans, I think it's certainly plausible that Tennessee kind of falls off a cliff right now. They seem like a team that's teetering. And I have a lot of respect for Vrabel, Tannehill, obviously Derrick Henry, and their track record to kind of figure things out and right the ship here and then win that division. Mm-hmm. But it's not, it's no longer like, oh, there's literally no one that could steal this division. It is the Jags.
Yeah.
If they beat the Cowboys in their building to get to 6-8, and the Titans lose again, it gets very interesting in that division. And I think Trevor Lawrence, his rise this year is one of the big storylines that's in the league now, because I think if this is who he is, and I don't think this is just a heater for him, I think he's finding himself in this league now. The Jags are going to be very good, and in fact, will probably take over that division going forward.
Doug Peterson, what a perfect landing spot.
There it is.
For him. And just for Trevor Lawrence, in a big divisional road game when there was nothing from the running game whatsoever, to step up, put it all on his own shoulders. He accounted for all four of those touchdowns. Like, this was such a big moment for him to shine, and he did. I just don't know if they're going to lose to the Cowboys. Like, I don't know if they're going to beat the Cowboys after Dallas kind of came that close to losing against the Texans last week. I think that the Cowboys are going to come in ready to go.
You know the Cowboys. The Cowboys are always going to cowboy in their own right. And I could see them going into that environment and struggling. It's the defense of Dallas, obviously, is a lot better than it's been in past years. But they lost Anthony Brown, one of their starting cornerbacks. Mm-hmm. And the Jaguars have a lot of weapons. Even Evan Ingram
looked so good.
And you know how annoying that is for Giants fans?
Oh, yeah.
He is so talented, but was always an enigma for the Giants when it came to missing time with injury, or he had some drops in key spots. But he is so talented. Going 11 for 162 and 2 makes me think the tight end position, which has been pretty barren in recent years, he might become a big guy in that offense. We shall see. Keep an eye on these Jaguars.
I know it.
Now that the Raiders have faltered, I need a new pet team down in these mid tier. I think it might be the Jacks.
I think that's a good one. The Raiders. They blew it.
They did. They did. Let's take a break and we will hit the rest of the rankings of power.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game, bro.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Previously on Power Rankings.
What about the Panthers? You, listen, Sam Darnold, he might
end up... I wish I could quit you.
He might end up taking this team to the playoffs because it's such a bad division. Let's take a look at the schedule right now. Okay, so Carolina...
Are you actually... Do you believe what you're about to say, Connie? Or is this content for a program?
No, I'm not...
Just give me an honest answer.
I'm just trying to stay ahead of this because if it happens, I will look so great. And if not, I'll just, you know, whatever.
It's a fair answer.
Everyone
it's
right now is
answer.
Doubting me anyway, so it doesn't matter. Who cares?
I never doubt you. Their defense is better than people realize, but they're going to struggle to score points. And for instance, you know, Geno Smith and the Seahawks, they're going to put up a lot of points. The Lions, I imagine, are going to put up a lot of points. And I feel like the Pittsburgh and Tampa defenses will be able to really neutralize Sam Darnold
this
and company.
I'm
not buying on this
one. This division is so bad. Like, you have the Bucs and the Falcons that lead the division with 5 wins each. Like, yeah. That's it. They could win just because someone has to from the division. Merry Christmas. Merry early Christmas.
A little gift to yourself.
I got ahead of it, and here I am. And I still believe it.
Well, it certainly makes more sense. You know what really, really sold it was if the Saints didn't blow that game to the Bucks, we would be talking about an NFC South that would have 4 teams tied
with God.
4 weeks to play. But that's not how it played out.
No.
However, your Panthers love...
Oh, yeah.
Is recognized by me. And you know, I respect that. They do go to Seattle. And
that's
they
right.
do score enough points. And their defense makes plays. And they beat the Seahawks. And all of a sudden, they are a game out.
That's right. And they're up 7 spots in the rankings at 20 now. But let's start at the top of this tier. The Jags, who we just talked about, up 7 spots as well at 17. The Raiders, who blew it against the Rams, down 3 at 18. The Giants, who, it was embarrassing.
Oh, don't dwell on it, Colleen. It's not a good
look. 5 at 19. Panthers at 20. Then the Bucks at 21, down 5. Woof, that was a terrible game for them. The Packers also down to 21 or 22. They're down a spot. You got the Browns at 23, down 3 spots. And then the Steelers down 2 at 24.
Yeah.
So, but the Panthers, I got a feeling still about these Panthers.
There she is. Doreen's here. Yes, this is a thing now.
It is.
And it's being made possible by the Bucks being terrible.
They are not
a good team. They've had every opportunity here to put this division away. And now here are the Panthers with a real opportunity. You got to give Steve Wilks a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Because Matt Rhule... things just did not work out with Matt Rhule, obviously. And when Wilkes took over, who'd previously lorded over the Cardinals for one deeply unsuccessful season before his dismissal, I don't think anybody thought this was going to be a team that was going to put things together, especially after Christian McCaffrey gets traded.
Exactly.
So all that to happen and now them to be in the mix, it's a credit to the coach and the players for sticking together.
And they had that whole dust up with Robbie Anderson and the coaches on the sideline, and then he got traded too before Christian McCaffrey got traded. Now, look at them now, a game behind Tampa. If they win out, they're in because
Let's
they have tiebreakers over
here.
Both the Bucks and the Falcons. I got it right here.
Okay.
So they're at Seattle. You know,
got it.
There we go.
You remember that they won that.
Actually, that's the only one I have. I thought I had the whole schedule. Keep going.
All right. You were doing well. Yeah. And now you've faltered, but I will take
you
home.
That was their first.
Here we go. Last 4 games, home versus Pittsburgh, Mm-hmm. And Kenny Pickett might not be playing. So you might get Mitch Trubisky in that game. Ooh. Then you home versus Detroit.
The Lions.
That's going to be a toughie. You're at Tampa. Obviously, a need-to-have-it game. And mm-hmm. you're right. They already won against Tampa earlier this season. They sweep the Bucs there. They have the tiebreaker. And then at New Orleans. I think, Connie, what's mm-hmm. their record here? They're 6-5-8. I think they could win this division if they split. Especially, you know, if they beat Tampa, they could split and I think win the NFC South at 7-9.
And they've been,
I believe it.
They've been pretty good at home with Wilkes. If I think going back, they've won their last three home games with him, and these next two are at home as well. So against the Steelers, like you said, that's definitely a possibility. The Lions might be tough.
And it's interesting that, like we said, they traded CMC, and if you watch a Seattle game, and this is an indictment of the Seahawks as well, they just ran the ball.
This was not,
I would love to say, because I'm a Sam Darnold apologist to the end, that it was Darnold who is leading this offense, but they just ran all over Seattle in crunch time with Chuba Hubbard, Donta Foreman, Raheem Blackshear.
Yeah,
we have Blackshear. A Raheem Blackshear end zone sighting here, folks, and they are... an interesting thing. I don't think they're, again, not a great team, but in the NFC South, you don't have to be great. Yeah.
They ran 46 times for 223 yards, like without Christian McCaffrey.
Pretty good.
To see it.
Who else do we want to talk about? We mentioned the Raiders. That was my erstwhile pet team. I have now moved on to the Jags, and I think you can claim the Panthers.
Okay.
Are those our
yes,
mid-tier teams?
I love that.
Pet teams. The G-Men, the Giants. I know you were taking some pot shots in there in the setup to this segment.
Yikes.
But I gotta say, we could get on Big Blue for cratering and having one win in these last 6 weeks. But it doesn't help that a roster that was really overachieving and making the most of what they had has really been hit hard by injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching that game against the Eagles, and obviously they're not in the same weight class as the Eagles, as we saw in that blowout, but some of the guys that were, you know, prominently involved, just guys I didn't even, it was like watching a preseason game at a certain point, and with Saquon Barkley having a neck injury, you take him out of the workhorse role, and it's kind of it's a wrap.
Yeah, and you have, I mean, they pulled Daniel Jones at the end, put in Tyrod Taylor. Like, this was a team from the beginning of the season that you, I think, and me, we both talked about it, how we couldn't really believe in them yet.
And they were tough buy, and even when they were 7-2. Yeah.
Exactly. And so now you're kind of seeing some of those flaws that we saw earlier in the year. But the fact that they have Sunday Night Football coming up against Washington, that is such a big game. I'm so excited about it. I feel like it's going to be just such a sloppy, classic NFC East game.
Yeah, that's a nice flex by NBC there. I'm looking forward to that game. We mentioned the Bucs and their continued struggles get blown out mm-hmm. by the Niners. Very embarrassing, I imagine, for Tom Brady after all the buildup about playing near his hometown and had 150
tickets
or whatever. And then it's, you know, 35-0 with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. They have lost 2 of 3. They had the miracle win against the Saints on Monday night in week 13. Their schedule, though, sets up pretty well. It's going to be very tough, obviously, this upcoming week against the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
But you get past that game. You have Arizona at Arizona with Colt McCoy at quarterback. You have the big Carolina game, and then you're at Atlanta, most likely against a rookie in Desmond Ritter. I think they have a path. Again, they look like probably a 2-2 path down the stretch. So if they do that, they win the division. The Panthers need to either, I guess in that case, go 3-1, or we need the Bucs to falter. But it's certainly within the realm of reason that they could lose games we expect them to win, because they've been doing it all year.
I just have no confidence in them anymore. Like, and we talked about this last week, how they drew me in with the win over the Seahawks in Munich, and then just to disappoint me after that. And
right.
It's just kind of been...
Do not disappoint Colleen.
No, because then, like, I'm going to be disappointed in you forever.
Then you're
you
out of the...
You disappoint me once, you're out. You're done.
You're out of the tree.
Exactly.
You're in the trust tree, and once you disappoint her, you're out of the trust tree.
Like, what is going on with Donovan Smith? Why does this keep happening?
Out of the trust tree.
He's out. He's out.
Why does it keep happening? Maybe he's not very good. He's struggled all season long with penalties, killer penalties.
I know.
That
negates
Mike Evans,
a touchdown for a second week.
Yeah, and they were able to make up for it on Monday night against the Saints, but getting the Mike Evans bomb touchdown wiped away when a major storyline around this team is Brady and Mike Evans struggle to get together and get on the same page. So you could have had an early score to get yourself in a good position. You could have got that monkey off your back. That was one of the more painful holding penalties all season.
It was bad.
Let's check out quad four. The Bucks going to, they'll probably win the division.
But I don't know if they should. I don't know if they deserve it, but no one does at this point.
Go tell Tom Brady that he doesn't deserve it.
Well, maybe he should stop throwing picks.
Got him. Got his ass. 25-32 Falcons with Desmond Ridder coming out of the bye as their new starting quarterback. We'll see how that goes. The Rams get a Baker bump up three spots, but we'll see how he looks in Green Bay on Monday night.
The way that game ended.
In sub-zero temperatures. The Saints are who they are. Not very good. Dennis Allen better watch out. The Bears hold at 28 off their bye. The Cardinals down six. Another, you know, so many bad things about that Monday night game against the Pats. Obviously, first and foremost, Kyler Murray. We don't know officially right now, but it looks like a torn ACL and, you know, really tough rehab ahead for him. But that team is so lost with its leadership, too. Down six spots to 29. Broncos, Colts, and Texans all round out the 32. We don't need to. That's a little depressing.
Yeah, a lot of these teams just, like, really need the season to end.
So where are we at? It's December 13th, Christmas, a couple of weeks away. Connie, why don't you get us in the spirit and share your power rankings, top five Christmas songs, and then I'm going to have my own rankings.
Okay.
In the inverse.
Listen, I need you to know how much I love this time of year. I love Christmas. Samesies.
I think that's why we get along.
You know, it's...
We're dog people.
Yep.
We're Christmas people. Mm-hmm. And we're both from the same region of America.
That's right.
Those things...
That's really the...
And I have heated pants as well.
Are you wearing them now? I thought you were. I thought you had them on.
My buttocks is sweating profusely right now.
Hot butt. All right. So, I mean, like in terms of the rankings, like the coaches, you know what I'm saying.
You said it the way you said it.
Anyway, these are, so it's not definitive right now, but this is like a working power rankings. So I'm gonna start with my, should I do 5-1? This is really, right before I got here.
With your chest out, Connie.
Here we go. I'm going to say number five. How about a little... Last Christmas.
Are you doing this in real time right now?
I am. Last Christmas by Wham. All right? It's a classic.
You had a week for this, Colleen.
This just happened. I could have done it yesterday, but I didn't know if we were going to do it or not. Wham.
Colleen's last spinning Christmas. Out. Drew, can we do something about this? Yes. Wham, Last Christmas. Love that song. George Michael.
Let's go to four. Mela Kalikimaka.
Andrew Ridgely, I see you. Mela Kalikimaka. Is it the Bing Crosby version?
Bing Crosby all the way.
Very good.
Number four. Number three. All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. Mariah. Absolutely got to be
People
on the list.
People get a little on that song because it's played too much, but every Christmas standard gets played too much. That's why it's a Christmas standard. Back off.
You can't start Christmas until you hear Mariah. That's the rule. I didn't make it.
Right.
That's how it goes.
Right.
All right. Number two. That's where we are right now. Right. Number two, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee.
Yes.
Perfect. Great Everyone song. Loves that song. I love it.
And who could forget Home Alone? Kevin McAllister with all the mannequins tricking the wet bandits into thinking someone was
what
home
a great idea
in that,
that was.
$7 million house.
And my number one song is
Drum
Christmas.
Roll, please.
Baby, Please Come Home. By Darlene Love. You know that one?
Oh, I love that one.
Do you?
I'm partial to U2 remake from 88.
Oh, okay.
But the Darlene Love Motown version is beautiful.
I love Motown.
Baby, please come home. Yeah, that's a wonderful song. Good.
Good one.
All right, now I love Christmas, but I don't love all the songs. Here are the five worst Christmas songs.
Okay.
And there's a theme here, but not with the first one. The first one is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. And while it does put me in the spirit of the holidays when I hear it, it is a
downer,
objectively bad song.
Okay.
And when it's a Beatle that's performing it, you just expect more. John Lennon, Happy Xmas, which would be in my top five.
Okay.
War is Over. That's a good Beatles Christmas song. Wonderful Christmas Time. I don't even know the instrument. Are those instruments that are played in? I don't know. Number four. Now we're going to get into a theme.
Okay.
This is about happiness and family and, to me, wholesomeness, Christmas music. Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. Bad song. Annoying. Not funny. and your grandmother being killed by, you know, Donner and Blitzen or whatever.
Tough break.
Don't eat
it. Tough break for grandma.
Number three, Baby It's Cold Outside, the 2020s remix.
Very problematic.
No, I'm going with the one that's that was corrected, quote unquote, by John Legend and I don't know who it was. But it's like, to make it less dangerous, can we just relax a little bit? It's a Christmas song. There was nothing nefarious going around.
I mean, it's not great. It doesn't really hold up.
Does it really?
I still like it.
Does it really need to be corrected? I don't even like, because now you're putting me in a corner and making me see like I'm that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm not saying this is like, oh, it's way too woke. No, I'm just saying we don't need to change everything to save society.
Okay.
Just let it live in the world that it lived.
All right.
Number two. Again, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Don't need it. Don't need any.
That's such a classic.
Jackson 5, doesn't matter who it is. It's the theme, the lyrical matter. I don't need Santa, French kissing anyone.
All right, okay? So you just don't
it's
like
an issue.
Mom cheating on dad with Santa.
I don't even need Santa getting it on with Mrs. Claus. I just need Santa to be in his own little world of wholesomeness. And finally, number one, Santa Baby. I don't like anything that sexualizes Santa. So whether it's Eartha Kitt or Madonna or whoever else does it, it's not about you. Do not sexualize Santa Claus.
All right. That is a take. I didn't expect you to go that direction.
Use that in the poll quote for social media.
That's great.
Tricked you. They don't do any social media for this show.
Yes, they do. Sometimes they do.
Is anyone still listening? All right. Thank you to everybody for...
You guys are the best.
You did stick the landing, by the way, I have to say.
Well, I was...
I was very curious about whether you were even going to be able to get five names.
I had Christmas and Hollis, Run DMC was on the list, Nat King Cole. There were a few. I just, like, wasn't... You know.
I mean, I think the Christmas song by Nat King Cole is undoubtedly number one.
Number one?
Number one. Wholesome. We'll be back next week on the Power Rankings.
I'll have my new Christmas rankings coming out next week.
Heed the call.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Do you have a digital mindset? Check out Season 3 of This Is Digital. Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including driving profitable growth in enterprise software and how the new sports fan experience can drive revenue. Featuring guests like Chris D'Agostino of Databricks and Scott Crable of Thoma Bravo. Check out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.